If you've been on a date and you thought it went well, but all of a sudden you're not hearing back from the other person, well, that's when you call us. You can reach out to us through email, through Facebook, through Twitter. Either way, just get a hold of us so we can help track down the person who gave you the old Provo fade. And today, that person is Kendall. Hey, Kendall.
Hey, good morning.
Morning. So in the message you sent us, you went out on a date with Tommy?
Yes.
Has there been any communication since the date? I guess that's the first question I want to ask.
No, none at all.
Nothing. Okay. Well, let's walk us back a little. Tell us what you guys did. What happened?
Okay. So, I mean, we met for drinks. Just, kept it casual. Nothing crazy. I thought it went well. We had a good conversation. Everything seemed to flow. There wasn't any, awkward pauses or anything. I work at a daycare. And I didn't have time to change before the date. And halfway through, I realized that I had spit up on my shirt. And so I'm worried that's the reason why he's not calling me back.
Did you feel like during the date, his eyes kept moving over to the spit up? He kept looking at it
I mean, I guess once I noticed it, I felt he must be staring at it. So I don't know if it was my own paranoia or what, but I felt like he noticed it and was looking at it. But I'm really not sure.
Did it look like child spit up, or did it look like you just were really excited and couldn't control yourself?
Adult spit up.
It's white. It's formula spit up. So it's
okay.
Yeah.
Everyone talks about formula spit up it's not a big deal, but it is heinous. It smells, it's yucky, yes. And it gets everywhere all the time.
I mean, it wasn't a lot. I did notice it. So it was up in my shoulder region.
It's not a reason not to call Kendall back. Stop it.
I don't know.
Stop it, Jackson. It was work. She got it at work. It was you used to work at the movie theater. It'd be like having butter on you from the popcorn.
Yeah, that's fair. But I still don't think that's the Zacchaeus formula throw up.
Kendall, I'll tell you what. We're just going to grab Tommy's number from you. We'll call him up and we'll ask and see if it's the spit up is the reason why he's not calling you back.
All right, thank you, guys.
Mix 105.1, John and Justin.
We are trying to help out Kendall, who went out on a date with Tommy. Tommy's completely ghosted her, though, since the date. And they kept it casual. They just went for a few drinks, and Kendall thought it was good enough for a second date. And she does admit to the fact that she works for a daycare. There was a tiny bit of a throw-up on her.
Sure.
Just a tiny bit.
Just a little bit.
And she's wondering if Tommy was kind of disgusted by that, and that's why he's not calling back. Kendall, did I get all that correct?
Yes, you did.
Okay, perfect. Hey, I'm going to pick up with Tommy, but don't say a word, okay?
Okay.
Tommy, good morning.
Hello?
Hey, Tommy, you're on the air right now. John and Justin, Jackson is here as well, Mix 105.1.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
Good,
did I
man.
Win something?
We do have Lagoon tickets coming up at 8:30 this morning, but we're actually calling you because you went out on a date recently with Kendall. And Kendall wanted us to call because there's this embarrassing thing where, she works at a daycare and one of the kids kind of spit up on her and she didn't notice before going out on the date with you. So, we're kind of calling just to say hey, if that's why you're not calling her back, her bad. She just didn't notice it till she was there.
No, that's not why.
Oh, okay.
Did you even notice it?
Not really, no. Until you guys just said it, that wasn't what caught my attention. It was when she went to the bathroom and her phone went off. That's what grabbed my eye.
Was it the ringtone? You're not a fan of her ringtone?
No. Well, it was. She left her phone on the table, and it wasn't it's like sitting right there. It's not like I grabbed it from under a napkin or something. That the phone rings, and the picture pops up, and it's her and some guy, kissing each other, and I don't know, there were palm trees wherever they were, and not like just like you know the friendly little hey friendly kiss. That was there was it was like porn tongue kiss.
Oh. It was European.
Yeah,
it was European kissing.
But it was an intimate romantic kiss. It wasn't some friends taking a selfie, kiss on the cheek stuff. It's just I don't know. It just kind of it rubbed me the wrong way.
Do we think that Kendall has someone else in her life? Is that your fear?
Somebody was sucking her tongue out of her mouth. So I don't know. You tell me.
Oh,
this had to be a graphic photo.
Yeah,
dude, that's so weird, Tommy. Because when we spoke to Kendall, she didn't mention anything about having someone else. But the good news is she's actually listening in, so we can ask her together.
Yeah,
Kendall.
So that is my ex-boyfriend who called. We are still friends. I probably should have changed the picture on my phone that pops up when he calls, but we are absolutely not together. I am 100% single. We were together for a long time, and so we still very much support each other, and so he was calling to actually see how the date was going. I guess he must have thought it was over already, so he was just, wanted to check in and see how it was going.
What's that call in the middle of a date for? I mean, that's somebody that, I don't know, like I said, just... I've been involved with things like that before. It's like, oh, my ex and I are friends, and it has never ended well.
Amen.
Ever. And I don't think you're a bad person or anything, but it's just, it's too much. I don't think you gotta go throw shots at him or anything, but I just, whenever it's, oh, my ex and I are friends, it always ends up wrong, and I'm always on losing end, so I prefer not to get involved.
Not give it a second date. Like, I mean, I feel like everything went really well. Besides something that's completely out of my control, it's not like I told them to call me in the middle of the date. Like that's something that has nothing to do with me. I didn't force that to happen,
Yeah, but that's how it always is. It's like, oh, we're just friends, and then we're out doing something, and he calls, and then we're at home, and he calls, and it's always the, oh, I'm just checking in to say hi call stuff. I just it bothers me. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm a bad person, but I don't dig it. I'm sorry.
So Tommy, let me ask you, are you not interested at all in another day? Like, even if we bought dinner and maybe we said, hey, Kendall's ex won't call, or like, can we get you to at least go on a second?
No, nothing, guys. Nothing personal, but no.
Okay.
Can we wash out the negativity of that second date update with like a 105 days of love story?
Sure we can.
Oh, I have one.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me get it. All right, Facebook. So this is from Jimmy. Jimmy says, I'm a new listener to the show. I discovered you when I recently lost my job, and it's helped me keep on keeping on with 105 Days of Love. I did what Justin has done already, which is I paid for someone else's dinner at the drive-thru. How sweet is that?
Oh, that is really
that
cool.
Is always
I
nice.
Love that. I got 105 Days of Love text also saying, my mom was buying a drink from a school vending machine, and it wouldn't take her dollar, so the custodian bought her quarters and wouldn't take her dollar, so just gave her the
money. Oh, that's
money.
Awesome.
Yeah, isn't that awesome?
Yeah, I like that.